Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
And in NTN testing on the 2-4.
Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon, Rick. KC8YVF. Boy, the old train's coming through again. I've been taking the expressway coming home from work because the last 4 days in a row, the train's coming through Davenport here at Genesee Street and across Davenport at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they get so you can actually set your watch by the time they go through.
Yep. I don't know what the deal is. I hear they weren't doing that for quite some time, several months, and now it was yesterday, the last 3 days, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, too. Friday they were going through, and then all 3 days this week at 5 o'clock, so whatever they got scheduled going through. Did you get your fiber put in?
They installed that yesterday. That went pretty smooth, and it's working very good.
Are you using their router or your router with it?
Well, the way the thing is set up, I have to use their router, and I can plug my router into it.
Okay, so how does that work? As theirs doing DHCP and then yours is going from there? How's that work?
Mine is going DHCP and picks their router up and goes to their router. I haven't had any issues with it. So I'm actually running couple access points. I've got, with that one there, I've got four in the house.
Okay, I wondered how they did that, because I said obviously with cable they have a modem that supplies the signal, and you can plug one device into the back of it and, you know, have one wire device. But, so their modem itself, is that wireless or just a wired connection?
It's a router, and there is a interface that's inside versus on the outside. A lot of fiber companies have a interface on the outside, and you run PoE back to it to power the interface for the fiber optic, but this did not work that way. They actually ran the fiber on the inside, had to plug it in for power, et cetera, so I had to have a power strip for them to have their power for what they needed.
Okay. Well, I'll pick your brain on it more as you get more familiar with it here. So, see if that's an option for me at some point. Like I said, the cable bill has just gone up so much that it's ridiculous over the last few years. And if I could come up with a cheaper alternative, speed-wise, if I even have 500 meg, that's enough to cover. And the other thing then is being able to have enough Wi-Fi connections for what I've got. So that's something I'll have to quiz them on as well. Find out.
Hey, CBOA. Yeah, they're using an Amazon router. They're using the Eros router. And it being Wi-Fi 6. Originally it said it was going to be a 7. And then also besides having that, it comes with a 4G backup modem as well.
Okay, well that modem, as of coming up, well since it's you've already got it, but any of those new modems will now be illegal. So anything made in China, which is that one, I was reading, will no longer be legal to sell in the U.S. If you've got one, you can use it, but anything new won't be certified by the FCC. So, along with the Netgear and basically every router out there, so that's going to be interesting as well.
Okay, CVOA. Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. Threatwire had something put up on that here the other day that I was reading. I was going to forward it over to you, but I figured you've been getting enough stuff here lately that you didn't need that as well. But interesting. So there may be some select providers outside the United States, but national security is still an issue. And with what happened with GitHub the other day, that raises another concern, et cetera. So there's all kinds of things happening out there.
Yeah, I like the drones, the DJI drones, and a couple others, and now 3D printers, and all the hobby things. Yeah, I said if you broke a router right now, unless you can find one out in the store to be able to do, you're not going to be able to. By next year, whatever, once they sell out of whatever they got, there's not going to be really much of an alternative out there, so we'll wait and see. That may cause an issue, and they want them to build them in the U.S., but that's not an instantaneous thing, so. And, of course, if you build them in the U.S. with U.S. wages, then everything's going to go up substantially in cost, I would imagine. Yeah, I can understand the principle, but the execution, again, hasn't been thought out here.
Yes, I hear that, and we'll have to take a closer look at that. And some of the drones that are made here in the United States are not getting that high of ratings either, so we've got a long ways to go with building our own drones as well. So that's all things look forward to. You know, there is a principle when it's made here, et cetera, the money stays here and doesn't go over there. And you might find it cheaper, but you're not supporting everything else going on around you, and so therefore you're paying for it one way or another.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was wondering. Why is all of this stuff, 90% of the stuff that we use or buy or have all comes from some other place, and why aren't we building it here, like electronic chips and things like that? So, again, we're dependent on too many other places for what we use here in this country, which it shouldn't be that way. But it's always, everybody here wants it cheaper. And the only way you're going to get it cheaper is have it made some other place that doesn't have our weight. So you can't have it both ways. You can't get less expensive products and have them here in the U.S. So yeah, we'll see how this works out. The budgets are getting constrained as it is, as things go on. But yeah, I'll have to talk to Dave Paquette, see how what he worked out with Spectrum, and then like I said, once you get yours up and running, I'll kind of see how you've got your setup, and I will go from there. I know the T-Mobile's out because you got to have T-Mobile cell service in order to get their fiber. Same thing for Spectrum. To get their fiber, you got to have their phone service. So both of those two companies are out. So it's leaving the one that you have, and the, I guess there's a, you said a third one coming in. So, well, they're out here working up on Weiss, digging up everything. After center here, they got trucks all over the place and guys digging holes. So, all right, back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
KC8YVF. Yeah, so Omni is going to be coming through A1 Underground, which is a company out of Merrill, is going to be putting Omni fiber in. So that's the other company that's going to be coming through. So we're going to be getting dug up a third time and so forth. Don't know. T-Mobile did offer fiber without having phone service. They threw a thing out here recently. I think it reduced your rate by having their cell phone service. But I thought they offered just the fiber when I looked at that. It wasn't much savings there at all. So I haven't been too happy with T-Mobile, especially when I'm seeing their underground contractor and the quality of work they've been doing around here. So hopefully A1 Underground, which is a local company, does a little better job. And then the company that was putting the fiber in for Ripple was out of Grand Blanc, and they did a good job, and they were good guys to work with. KCBOA, back over to you.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job other than, I'm not sure, what was the first company? Is that what you have? Is that Ripple? Because they need to come back and fix, get my box actually in the ground. It's, like I said, it's stuck up, and all they did was come out and pile more dirt around it. Well, it's still stuck up in the air, so it needs to be basically flush with the other, not leave it up in the air and pile more dirt around it. Like I said, I'm not going to be able to mow it with the riding lawnmower. So, and the one that the T-Mobile towed across, they put it in the across the street in their ditch. Well, with this rain, the whole thing was covered in water, so it was completely submerged. So again, you put it in a ditch that's designed to hold water, so I don't think that was the smartest move either. But the contractors, the guys that they hired to do this, or just, again, like at work, I was told to put it here whether it's right or not, so you got to wonder on some of this sometime. All right, Rick, I just pulled in the driveway. Thanks for the ride-along here, and like I said, we'll talk again on that. So KCVOA, KCYVF, back over to you.
Yeah, the T-Mobile contractor, the employees there, none of them spoke English, none of them. I don't know how many are legally here in the United States, et cetera, but none of them spoke English. And one of the guys was sweeping a sidewalk off on White Street by hand, with his hand. And it's like, that ain't anybody from around here doing that business. So I don't know what's going on there. They forget about that water getting in there, and then in the wintertime it freezes, and you aren't going to pull any fiber out of there to service it. So that's kind of a tough thing. Your location where you put those boxes is kind of important. So, well, we'll talk with you later. You have a wonderful night. KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, clear.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples.